This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another word. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His land was green and good. Until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Hello, folks. Welcome to InfoWars. My name is Gavin McInnes. Not McGinnis, McInnes. It's a hard C. Why is that so hard for people to say? Even Siri calls me McGinnis sometimes. Come on, robots, get it together. C. One time I was getting called for, I wasn't paying my bills because I'm McInnes and Scottish people are cheap. You've heard of Scrooge McDuck. And she said, hello, is this my signs? And I go, lady, it's phonetic. Do you know what phonetic means? And she goes, do you know what about to have your phone cut off means? She was a worthy adversary. I believe she was a woman of color, and we were matched. We should have started dating after that. Would have had a challenging marriage. Welcome back to InfoWars. I host the show Get Off My Lawn and CRTV Tonight. Both shows are on CRTV.com. It's on pretty much every night. I just got back from London, England with Tommy Robinson. Tommy is part of a judicial catastrophe over there where he is being charged with contempt of court because he embarrassed some Muslim pedophiles. And he also embarrassed the state. And that is the worst crime you can do there. So they are trying him in the highest court of the land, the Old Bailey. That's where they try rapists, murderers. It's the Supreme Court of Britain. You don't get higher than that. So the day we were there for Tommy's trial, there was also the Westminster guy. That was the guy who drove the truck across London Bridge and killed, I believe, 8 people. That was being tried that day. A rapist who raped 30 women, I believe, a serial rapist. He was being tried that day. And then, of course, Tommy for contempt of court. Contempt of court because he harassed these Muslim pedophiles when they're on the way to court, and that might affect the jury, even though they have DNA on these guys, and they're looking at 30 years. What are you doing there, clearing your throat? What are you, Baba Booey? We're doing it. You know how many people watch this show?
I didn't know Baba Booey did that, but no, I just...
How did you not know Baba Booey did that? That's how they joke about him all the time. They go...
True, I did hear that, yeah. But just ate something weird.
You had a hot dog. I was with you for lunch. What's weird about a hot dog? It's the most normal food available.
I wasn't trying to...
Next to an apple. What are the most normal foods on earth? A hamburger, a hot dog, an apple, stick of gum? I mean, that's basically the top five. You had one of these exotic hot dogs?
I think the bun.
Was it the sriracha? Did you have sriracha sauce?
I did.
So you're a wimp. You can't handle spicy sauce, even though you're half Puerto Rican. I want all the Puerto Ricans watching the show to recognize that they are dealing with a Puerto Rican man who can't handle spice. I believe that's like a Scotsman who can't handle his whiskey. You're going to be excommunicated. You're going to have to move over to 100% to the Japanese side.
I hope not.
You know what I would do if I were you? I would find another Japanese Puerto Rican guy, and you guys run at each other at about 100 miles an hour until you smash, and then there's a Japanese guy and a Puerto Rican guy.
Physically, you think that's possible?
I believe that's the way the atoms would work.
Well, as a mathematician, half... I'd say that's impossible.
Wow. You are half Japanese. Turning Japanese. I think he's turning Japanese. I really think so. That song's banned now. That was a fascinating miscarriage of justice. It's fascinating going down there and seeing the vitriol that the middle class, the media class gets from has towards the working class. Like, we see it here, too, right? We have Stephen Colbert and all the late-night guests, and you can tell they have nothing but contempt for the plumbers and the electricians and the tradesmen of America, the Trump people in America. But there, it's much more deep-seated and much more vitriolic. Be back in a moment.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Are the Misfits punk? I don't know. I think it's very easy to delineate hardcore and punk. Quintessential punk band being the Sex Pistols, the green hair, the tartan pants. Got it. Quintessential hardcore band being Minor Threat. You know, the sweatpants, the Champion sweatshirts, the sneakers, the shaved head. Hardcore is American punk. And what they did was they stripped it down. And they made a faster, cheaper, easier version. That's what Americans do. You say color, C-O-L-O-U-R. We just say color, C-O-L-O-R. But the Misfits, tricky. They seem more Sex Pistols-y than Minor Thready. Anyway, I would be remiss if I did not tip my hat to our sponsors. We have 40% off our bestseller, Brain Force, here at InfoWars.com. Brain Force Plus, actually. Can I get some of this stuff sent to me? Hey, staff of InfoWars, I want to try all of this. Send me like a test package of like 10 of your best stuffs. And yes, stuffs is the plural of stuff. For a limited time left, we're giving you 40% off on our best-selling Nootropic Brain Force Plus at InfoWars.com. Brain Force Plus is one of our highest rated and best selling InfoWars Life formulas ever. And the InfoWars crew uses it every day. I deal with the InfoWars crew on a regular basis, and they do seem particularly sharp. I had suspected Adderall, but now I find out that it's something better. This formula uses ingredients known to boost your mind and thinking process. Whether you're stocking up or trying it for the first time, now is the time to head to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these great savings. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and get our bestseller, Brain Force Plus, for 40% off before we run out of stock to avoid missing out on massive savings. Now, I will be getting this from the staff at InfoWars for free. I am hereby declaring that we'll not be charging me to try all of this stuff because I'll be such a positive thing to endorse it when I don't like it. Well, if I don't like it, though, I'm not going to say it sucks. I'll just say, maybe it was me, could be psychosomatic, didn't do nothing for me. But I have a feeling it will do something, because I'm very sensitive to drugs. That's why I can't smoke pot anymore. It's too intense. My God, have you tried what the kids are smoking these days? I don't know how Alex Jones survived on Joe Rogan, man. Yeah. Last time I tried marijuana, I was like a narc. I had to lie down on a cold cement floor shirtless. And the only reason I didn't call 911 is because the idea of being in a gurney and going down the elevator and getting, I was at work at the time, and being like put on an ambulance, it just sounded like too much to bear. But if I was at a hospital, I definitely would have buzzed the buzzer. You know that thing they have in the restroom where you can push it if you faint? Anyway, enough blethering, McInnes. Let's have some substance on the show. Did anyone else see 60 Minutes last night? What a mess. It was a perfect example of geriatric boomer propaganda. I turned into the boss here at InfoWars, Alex Jones. I got real conspiratorial towards the end. And it was everything that's wrong with modern media. It's everything that's wrong with paid media. And you have to understand, when you see an establishment news show like 60 Minutes, you are watching propaganda. And what's worse, I don't believe these journalists care. I think, you see this with talk show hosts too, you get to a certain echelon in your career, like Howard Stern, and you're good for money. And you've already made your mark in society. You've already cut your teeth, cut your chops. You've already made your mark. And so what they really care about at that point in their career is dinner parties. I want to go to the right dinner parties. I want the show to continue. I want to help out with fundraising, get more money in and stuff. I got two divorces I got to pay for. I want to get the money in. I don't want to anger any advertisers. And I just really want to go to the Hamptons. I really want to go to this party at the Hamptons. This is the top one, the Les Moonves one, I guess. And then my wife also wants to go to this one and this one. That's their priorities. And you see it so clearly in the news. There's no ambition. There's no curiosity. It's not thorough. So I'm kind of obsessed with the opioid crisis, and I think it's amazing we don't hear about it. And I know why we don't hear about it, because inevitably when you're watching right and left news, by the way, Fox News or CNN, they cut to a commercial and they say, ask your doctor about Xyloflex. Side effects include diarrhea, dizziness. Basically, the side effects are the same as going on a four-day coke and heroin booze bender. Dizziness, diarrhea, headaches, nausea. Sounds like you got a little too wasted that weekend. And I think they don't report on Big Pharma because they don't want to lose big advertisers. And a lot of these stations, especially Fox News, it seems like their only advertiser is pharmaceutical companies. Anyway, so they go, we're going to tackle the opioid crisis. And you go, well, that's amazing, 60 Minutes. I thought you guys were a bunch of geriatric liberal dinosaurs. You were actually going to do some real reporting and talk about the 40,000 people a year who die of opioid overdoses, 115 a day. So it starts out, they have the black guy doing it. Okay. And it's produced by Ira Rosen. Ira Rosen. What's that name? Anyway. He says, you know, more people died last year from opioid addiction than they died in Vietnam. That's one of the opening lines. Now, I don't want to trivialize opioid addiction, but a wrong fact is a wrong fact. There's no alternative facts. And 60,000 guys died in Vietnam, not 40,000. So you're already off on the wrong foot. But anyway, I'm watching it, and we all know the real story, right, with the Oxy problem. We've got one guy, the slacker. What's his name? Richard Slacker? The Slacker family. One family getting the lion's share of the profits from this addiction. And they are Purdue Pharmaceuticals, and they gave doctors financial incentives to overprescribe OxyContin. Now, I don't know if you've ever done heroin, but let me just explain. If you did a large booger of heroin, right? Like, take your smallest tooth and divide that by four. That's a terrible enough. Why did I get so bad at analogies? I used to be the analogy king. Maybe like, did I say Sackler? Oh, sorry, Sackler. All right, how about this? A diamond earring, a little tiny stud, diamond earring. Say you did that much heroin, just snorted it. You would be projectile vomiting your guts out, which wouldn't feel bad because you're on heroin, and then you would be dead to the world for about 5 hours, 4 hours. You'd just be like, hey, man. What? That'd be like you were shot with a tranquilizer dart. Now, one of these Oxy pills is about 10 times the dosage of that. And these doctors were prescribing up to 60 a day. There is no way you could do 60 pills a day and not die. I don't care how high you're. Give them to a junkie in the Lower East Side and he would OD. That is a death sentence. Anyway, so is it Richard Sackler? Richard Sackler, Purdue Pharmaceuticals. Not only do they make Oxy and incentivize doctors to overprescribe, but their defense is, we're just one. There's tons of people making this. There's all these generics out there. And then we find out, oh, you're making the generics too. Interesting. But it gets worse. They also are pushing for the patent, for the trademark, for the opioid blocker. Now, how Superman 3 can we get? You are creating the addiction, and you're also trademarking the cure, not the band, the way to stop being an opioid addict, to stop being a junkie. Isn't that every comic book you've ever read?
Oh, they're going to make the whole world addicted, and then they're going to get a cure, and they're the ones with the cure.
This is real-life villainry. And 60 Minutes decides to totally ignore all of that. No Sackler, no Purdue, no generic, no trademarking the cure. None of that is in it at all. So what they do is they talk about this other company that was making them, and they make the other company look bad. Not that bad, sorry. They make pretty good. The company just goes, we're sorry, we were just doing it. But we were just making it. We didn't give it to people. We're just a pharmaceutical company. So not only are you not putting Purdue in, but you're making pharmaceutical companies look innocent. And the guy in the forefront of the story was this Dr. Schmidt or something like that. And he was way over the top. He's looking at a life sentence. He was the guy giving the 60 pills a day, but he was making, I think, 6,000 a day prescribing these. They put it all on him. So now your brain, if you're not curious, if you're one of the many incurious 60 Minutes watchers, you go, oh, I see what the opioid epidemic is. Nothing to do with the Sacklers. It's corrupt doctors, greedy doctors killing people. Done. Now, when we come back, I will explain why I think 60 Minutes took this angle, and it is remarkably sinister.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
That was Les Boys, Les Garçons, Beastie. In English, it's called the Beastie Boys. Did the folks at home hear that? I can hear it. Let's also talk about our sponsors. This is not Big Pharma. This is not someone who is going to cease to work with InfoWars if they dare criticize Purdue or Richard Sackler. And I'm talking about InfoWars' own Secret 12. There's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover what our super advanced vitamin B12 proprietary formula can do for you today with 40% off retail price. Wouldn't it be funny if the next time I do this show, I've already tried all these things and I'm just like,
welcome back.
My shirt's all ripped like the Hulk. And I'm the smartest guy in the world, speaking at a million miles a minute.
Let's welcome back. Today, we're going to be doing pi to 3,000 decimal places.
All right. InfoWars Life Secret 12 contains methylcobalamin and adencyclobalum, specifically chosen from all other forms for their bioactive characteristics. And, of course, I'll be able to read this when I actually take these because my vocabulary will be so much better. Methylcobalamin, or methylated B12, is the selective coenzyme form of B12 used in Secret 12. And when paired with adencyclobalamin, the other coenzyme form of B12, forms the key blend that makes Secret 12 so special. I remember Ann Coulter saying when she does the auto versions of her book, she could just race through it because she wrote the book. But she goes, I get stuck on these Muslim names for half the thing. So I'd be saying, and of course, after the arrests of Muhammad Makhmashabaz Mal Ayir Malal, it's like this guy with the Muhammad video. And then, of course, they arrested Nasula Bakli Nasula. Who, if your name's Bakli Nasula, why would your dad name you Nasula? Hi, this is, I'm Gavin McInnes. This is my son, McInnes McInnes, and my daughter, McInnes McInnes McInnes. I really want to nail it home. As always with InfoWars Life products, when you try Secret 12, you know you are securing the highest quality formulation that has been created using proprietary technology housed with a GMP-certified laboratory inside the United States. And you're supporting an organization that you believe in. Stock up now on the only B12 supplement you'll ever need before it's too late with Secret 12 from InfoWars Life at 40% off. Get the powerful formula today before we run out of stock on our extended New Year sale. By the way, you see a lot of liberals scoff at all of these products and say, it's some crazy pill, it doesn't even work. Woohoo, crazy town. I know famous people in Hollywood, and before Trump, I hung out with them before I was dumped. They're all taking B12. They're all injecting it. It was the hot thing. This was B16, I guess, before Trump was elected. But I even tried it, and I thought, isn't it weird how trusting I am that I'm letting this celebrity inject me with a syringe? This could be poison for all I know. And then they dump me because of Trump. And I'm like, I trusted you with my life. You could have given me AIDS. And now you don't trust me? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Later on, I want to talk about this footage that you guys got with Owen Schreier and some black guy saying America was never great. I can't wait to see that footage. It was just, that argument is so tedious. You know what they mean when they say that? America was never great. They mean America was never perfect. Great is a relative term, and America was always the great test. Yes, we had slavery. We were late to the slavery game. It was a terrible, horrible thing, and we lost 620,000 men fighting over that.
But that's the worst it gets. Go compare America to every other country at any time in history. And you know what you'll see? Greatness. And by the way, when Trump says he wants to make America great again, he doesn't mean slavery. He means the 80s. He means mullets. He means jet skis. He means chicks in bikinis that say Budweiser on them. And those big sort of puffy white weightlifter socks they used to wear with their kids. Remember those days? You had no idea if they had cankles or not because you couldn't see their ankles. Anyway, I got to get back to my Alex Jones theory here. So everything I told you about 60 Minutes and their opioid segment was totally factual, right? From now on, from this part of the show going forward, this is all my personal theory. These are not facts. These are things I believe to be true. Here's what I believe happened. Ira Rosen is the producer of that opioid segment. He's also the guy that did the fluff piece on 60 Minutes about the NSA. Remember that? I think it was a couple years ago. And it was a government-sponsored 60 Minutes piece about, guess what? How wonderful the government is and how awesome the NSA are and how hard they're working for our safety and how they never invade anyone's private conversation. Oh, no. And they show us on their computers how they never go near anything private. And 60 Minutes had no other angle whatsoever. It was just NSA is awesome. And that was clearly the government saying, look, we'll give you unfettered access to our stuff. Also, I suspect some other benefit, like financial or maybe tax breaks, or maybe we won't include you in this, you know, media parameter. Who knows what the kickbacks were for that segment, but it was nothing but Stalinist propaganda. All right. So we've established that. I should have said this part is factual, too. I haven't got to the theory yet. So that's Ira Rosen doing propaganda on behalf of the government. What if the Sackler or some institution, they're big philanthropists, they run the Met here in New York and MoMA and all the it's clearly the women, right? The wives and the daughters, they go, I don't want to do the pharmaceutical stuff. I want to, like, pay for paintings. Okay, you run MoMA, and sweetheart, you run the Met. Okay, I love that. I love her. So they're good at philanthropy. So they have these organizations, like Open Foundation, like Soros has, and there's a foundation and a foundation. So I'm assuming there is a Sackler Purdue Pharmaceutical linked benefit charity, whatever company that went to CBS and said, look, we've got to discuss this opioid crisis and I want to help you. I want to help you either financially or invite everyone to the cool dinner party. Something's in it for 60 minutes. I don't know what. Let's say $10 million, right? And CBS likes that because it keeps 60 minutes afloat for another year. And these dinosaur producers and don't care, right? And so they say, we want to give you money, we want to contribute to 60 Minutes, but obviously it would be very bad if Purdue Pharmaceuticals looked bad in this segment, because we're totally innocent. And the Sackler family is behind this donation, and it would be counterintuitive. It would be detrimental for them to be paying for someone to then desecrate them and criticize them. And of course, they would sue. We would sue you for that. So we'd be suing you for using our money, and then, of course, it would get out that you took our money. So make it about the doctors. Don't mention Sackler's once, and don't mention Purdue Pharmaceuticals once, and we want to obfuscate the whole opioid crisis and put it all on this one corrupt doctor and say he's killed all 40,000 people a year. Doesn't it smell like that? I've already established that 60 Minutes has done propaganda in the past, and it was the same producer on both pieces. Is that, at the very least, is that not remarkably suspicious? And it is a perfect example of what the mainstream media has become. They are not news. They are publicists. It's one big, gigantic PR firm. And this PR firm has decided that Big Pharma is always right and Trump is always wrong. So when you turn on the news, please know, and this includes me, by the way, please know that you're not watching organic matter that just naturally bubbled up from the top and some curious people with little press badges in their fedora went in there taking notes. What you're watching was bought and paid for by someone with a lot of money. And at the very least, when you read it, you should read it as a homework assignment. I know, it's a pain in the ass. We already finished school. We still have nightmares about showing up with our pants down. But when you see the news now, that's just a to-do list of things to research yourself. Fake news!
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy, and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I believe that was Cake from the mid-90s. Not my cup of tea. The mid-90s is kind of a bad time for music, wasn't it, Ryan? I don't like grunge.
I love that kind of stuff, like the Bob Dylan's son, The Wallflowers. One Headlight, The Verve.
Even Nirvana. I remember they came to Montreal, and they Smells Like Teen Spirit had just hit, like, that day. So we knew them as the guys who did Bleach, and they had one hit, Negative Creep, and they wanted $20 a ticket. And I went, $20 for the Negative Creep guys? Who just do, like, sludge rock? Like, that's going anywhere? No thanks, flashing the band Kurt Cobain. All right, so that's enough about 60 Minutes. Fishy stuff going on there. And I think it's amazing that these journalists, they nitpick a bunch of irrelevant crap, and they put stuff on the news that has no bearing on reality. Yet, who doesn't know a bartender's son, a fireman's kid, a housewife, a guy in finance, some 15-year-old, some 68-year-old, some farmer who recently OD'd on opioids? Everyone I talk to, if they don't know someone intimately who just OD'd, they know someone who has a family member or is severely addicted to opioids. People I work with, the crew, here. It's disturbing, and it's strange what dominates the news. I think it's because the media are incurious. They're lazy. Like when we were in London, right? There's this Melanie Shaw. Please look her up, curious folks. She seems to be about to blow the whistle on deep-seated pedophile problems, not with Muslims, but with the top brass in the British government. She's talking about politicians, judges, all diddling kids. Guess where she is right now? She's in a mental institution, so drugged up on Xanax or whatever that she's just going, What, isn't that a strange coincidence that the woman who can expose the state has just been put in a mental institution by the same state and is unable to speak? What are the odds? So she's someone I've been trying to research, but it's really difficult to get information on her. And the reason I bring her up is because we're at the court case, the Old Bailey in London on Thursday. And what are the two biggest obsessions with the press? One, we think that Tommy committed contempt of court. Yeah, he was in the hole for 10 weeks. The longest you're allowed to put any human being in solitary is 14 days. He was there for 10 weeks for contempt of court, which is jaywalking. Farting in court really loud when the judge gives a verdict is contempt of court. Do you think you should serve, do you be in an 8-foot by 8-foot cage for 10 weeks for farting? That's basically what happened. Second takeaway from the press when we were there, Ezra Levant of Rebel Media, I'm sure you know him, friend of mine, he took a video inside the court. Well, it wasn't quite inside the court. He's near the cafeteria, but that's technically illegal. So isn't that contempt of court? He should be fined too. They're running around like a bunch of little tattletales. Meanwhile, we have these major stories going on that they ignore. And the same is, of course, true right here with Dr. Blasey Ford. What is going on with her CIA ties? Now, this is one of those stories where you read both sides and they don't sound that different. So our side, the right, is saying her brother worked for the CIA, her brother-in-law worked for the CIA, her dad, CIA, her grandfather, CIA. They say that, I can't remember which, whether it was the brother or the brother-in-law, worked for the same company that started up Fusion GPS, and they are the ones who sent that stupid Russian dossier. So you go, okay, I want to stay open-minded, homework assignment, right? So then you go to Media Matters, and you say, what's their side? And they go, yeah, he did work there, but they started Fusion GPS after he left. That's the best defense you got? That he didn't happen to be there that day? That's pretty bad. Oh, and of course, they don't say, sent the Russian dossier. They say, that was the company involved in the Russian investigation. So, I haven't seen the left refute these allegations, not in any substantial way. It does seem awfully bizarre that this woman is so closely linked to the CIA. That's the article I'm talking about. You read that Media Matters one, and you go, are you for the defense or the prosecution? Because you're not really making Ford look very good. But other fun gossip that's coming out about this woman is that she may have perjured herself. You want to get into nitpicking? Okay. How about that she swore under oath that she's a psychologist when she's not? And Chadwick Moore over at Dangerous.com has been writing about this a lot. And he says, look at the write-up on her Wikipedia page and at Stanford's website. They're backtracking their description. Because apparently, I didn't know this, but it's, you can have a PhD, yes, you're a doctor, blah, blah, but it's only a very specific group who is allowed to say psychologist. Or maybe it's psychiatrist, I don't know what the hell it is. But you need a license to say that. And she got up there and swore. Probably because it sounds so cool to say, it's a psychologist, she knows what she's talking about. So even the left seems to concede that there's a lot of fishy stuff about this woman. And it reminds me, of course, of the other woman, Anna Maria something, who attacked the human flake, the aptly named the eponymous flake in the elevator. That woman who came up to harass him and say, I was raped, and if you have someone in the Supreme Court, you have someone who is a rapist. And, you know, doing the same old thing that everyone on the left is saying about Kavanaugh and how he's probably a rapist and we don't want a rapist in the Supreme Court. And you look at Jeff Flake's face, too. He looks like such a wimp, just crumpling in there. It looked like he was going to cry. And what did he do? Immediately after that, he folded. And no one looked up this woman, Anna Maria, whatever her name is. What's her name? Ana Maria Arquila. Now, she is a lesbian from Colombia with two kids. I don't know how she got two kids, but you'd think you'd be a little more grateful that you moved to a country, a new country, and got some kids out of the deal when you can't even, your sexual activities don't even make kids. So I don't know if she adopted them or what happened, but I would be saying thanks, America, especially when she came from Colombia. You know what they do to gays in Colombia? Shoot them dead in the head. They hate LGBT in Colombia. Murders have been going down recently in Colombia, but not LGBT. I think they had 109 homicides, homophobic homicides last year. And what's her takeaway? America sucks. America is evil. America is sexist. And we find her, she's been doing political activism all over the place, open borders. She's an anti-Trump activist who is funded by George Soros. Now, I know that you're going to say that this sounds like more conspiracy theories. This is what Alex got kicked off of Twitter for. Look it up, folks. It's the company that she works for. I forget what it's called now. Democracy for Progress or something. That company is funded by Open Society Foundation, which is a Soros company. So we have a Soros-funded activist with a long, spread-out reputation of promoting leftist causes that have nothing to do with rape, by the way. Her area of expertise was open borders, Latinas, Latinos, getting subsidized housing, less immigration restriction, you know, the whole abolish ICE. That's been her area of expertise. And then all of a sudden today, or the other day, she's the woman handling the rape victims. And we just fold immediately. It's like that guy Pruitt from the EPA. Some woman comes up to him at a restaurant holding her toddler. She suspiciously has pre-written cards that she reads out. That was on July 1st, Monday, July 1st. She goes, this is my son. He wants to drink clean drinking water. He also wants to be out in the sun and be able to breathe the air. You are an evil EPA guy, Center for Popular Democracy. That was Anna Maria Arquila's group. And she reads that to Scott Pruitt, the EPA guy. And that's on Monday. Thursday, he quits. Why are we such wimps? Why is the right so eager to capitulate? They don't question anyone. If I was in the elevator, I'd say, who are you? Where are you from? What's your group? What is your motive here? And as far as the Kavanaugh case you keep screaming about, where is the evidence? Do we just start throwing men in jail based on allegations? Well, that's an awfully handy weapon to give to 100% of the women in the world. We can't have a justice system like that. You don't want a justice system like that for your sons, for your brothers, for your father. We have the Magna Carta for a reason. We've been working on this for a while. And as far as Pruitt goes, I'd say, why are you reading these from a card? Who are you? And where do you get the idea that all these restrictions and all this government intervention actually makes the world less polluted? There's no evidence of that. Like, argue with them. Don't fold like a house of cards. Grow some balls, America. Grow some balls, right-wingers, Republicans, swamp members. Jesus. Great.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Live. Welcome back. I forgot to mention something. Ryan here, my compatriot, my colleague, my comrade. Comrade Ryan brought up something that I'd forgotten about. Remember this? Dr. Blasey Ford's parents were trying to put through a foreclosure, and the judge said no. The judge was Kavanaugh's mother. We don't hear about this stuff. We don't hear that one of the new accusers who is saying that Kavanaugh molested her has a history of fake sexual assault allegations. Do you think that there is anything the left won't do? They happily throw their children into the wood chipper. And they say, this is my son. He's trans. He's 2. And we're going to be giving him hormone blockers. They are happily sacrificing their children to virtue signal. to make them look good. They're using their children as fashion accessories. Look at all these celebrities going around and adopting babies from Africa to make them look less racist. They don't give a crap about ethics. They are totally immoral. They're happy to use children as tools. So I would imagine it's quite conceivable that many of these women would be less than sincere with their allegations, especially this Soros activist attacking people in the elevator. But I want to switch gears a little bit because I'm really excited to see this footage that Owen Schreier got in D.C.? Hold on, let me just read this here. Owen Schreier, B2 rally. Why is he called B2? Is he a robot? It's like something at a Short Circuit, too. Beto? Beto? It sounds so much like Beta. What an irritating nickname. Anyway.
What is the name?
Beto, he's the guy that all the Democrats are excited about. Owen Schreier at Beto Rally, I'm going to call him Beta, at Beto Rally on Saturday, triggered many while wearing a MAGA hat. Oh, my God, that's so esoteric. He's wearing a hat that supports the president who was democratically elected. That's not a weird hat. A weird hat is like, women, you should grab women's tits or something like that. That's an offensive thing to put on your head. I support the president. That should be the most mainstream thing you could do. We're living in an era where having an American flag is seen as audacious. It's like when I lived in Quebec and speaking English was seen as a shocking thing to do. Anyway, he's wearing a MAGA hat. One Democrat even said America was never great, taking the talking point from new governor Mario Cuomo and other tolerant liberal cusses Owen. Another tolerant liberal cusses Owen out, but repeatedly next to his wife and daughter. Now, can I say something before you show the video? I know I'm running late here, but this is what these guys don't understand. We're not saying America was perfect. You know, Jovi Val is a friend of mine. He got bottled in the face here in New York for wearing a MAGA hat. And when he was in the ambulance, the emergency guy, the ER guy, said, America was never great. America was never perfect. It was always great. How can you not understand that? Nowhere was ever perfect. Why do you hate your country so much? Anyway, let's watch this footage. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I do like your hat. Hey. And I'm not even necessarily the biggest Trump supporter.
America ever great?
What country is better than America?
What country is better than... But when were we great?
We're great right now.
How are we great?
This is the best country in the world.
It is?
Where would you rather live?
How?
We have the most freedom. We have economic growth right now. Oh, yeah.
We have the most freedom.
Okay, so that's fine. So I'm wrong. What's a better country?
Well, I'm not saying any country. I'm just saying...
Okay, so it's the best country in the world. All right, who gave women the right to vote?
Who gave women the right to vote?
America. Who freed slavery? Who ended slavery? America. Who came up with the idea that an independent citizen was sovereign and could govern itself? Who came up with that? America. That's why America is great, sir. Counterpoint?
So when were we great?
I just told you.
But that, no. No,
you just won't accept the truth.
So a country that had slavery before means that...
Every country had slavery.
Every country did not have slavery.
Who sold the slaves to Americans? Who sold the slaves?
Well, first of all, we're from...
Again, you avoid the truth. Again, you avoid the truth.
Kingdom, but, you know, we had slaves from Africa.
Okay, so Africans sold Africans to slavery. And America stopped it.
We were not really the United States back then. We were a different...
No. We fought a civil war. That's right. Republicans ended slavery. Democrats fought to keep slaves.
Well, the political parties changed over time.
Did they? Yes. Because it seems like the Democrats still want every black voter on their plantation.
Then why did they choose Barack Obama then?
Barack Obama, the half-black one?
He's not half-black.
Yeah, his mother was white.
No, he's American.
So again, you're avoiding facts. Okay, I'll accept that, actually. He's American. I don't do the race thing. That's fine with me. Okay.
He's one of the most honest people.
Oh, you're going to regret those words.
Oh, no. No.
You could end up in jail.
No. Why would he end up in jail?
He illegally made a plan to spy on the Trump campaign.
He did not spy on the Trump campaign.
Okay.
No. I'm telling you, Barack Obama.
So have you seen the texts?
The texts?
Yeah. Did you see the declassified documents?
Well, I mean,
it's not a debate. They spied on the Trump campaign. This isn't fake news. This is mainstream, well-known declassified information.
Well, did they get a court order to do that?
They did. They got the FISA warrant. Do you know how they got it?
It's a process, though.
No, I know the process. I've read all the documents. They made a fake Pissgate dossier claiming that Trump had hookers pee on him in Russia. No, totally made up. Admitted it's made up now. And that's how they started the investigation. So they started an investigation on a fake document. Well, that's called a felony.
They won't charge Obama with that because he never lied.
Oh, because he's above the law?
He does not lie.
Oh, he did. He said Hillary Clinton, he didn't know she had a private server. Turns out he was emailing her on that server.
Well, Hillary Clinton is also, I think she's a very honest woman that has integrity, and you don't know what you're talking about. So.
Wow, I just schooled you. All right, but we'll let this neutral man. Who do you think won that debate?
Oh, definitely you guys. I just wanted to come over and say thank you, guys.
Hey, right on, man. Right on. Hey, I'm out here actually being kind to people. I'm trying to get people to cut the taxes. Can you believe we live in America where people want to raise the taxes?
No, that's not what it's about. It's about, you know, less government and regulation, less taxes, and don't touch my Second Amendment.
The truth is, though, it really isn't about taxes. In any other political environment, they would want to cut the taxes. It's because low taxes are now associated with Trump. They have to hate low taxes. That's how much they hate Trump. That's how their hatred blinds everything else politically. And so now that Trump is attached to low taxes, oh, now they want higher taxes.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like now it's become a divide based off of what political party you are instead of based off of the issues.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to inform people that the Democrats want to raise your taxes. Yeah, look out. InfoWars is here. The few people out here that aren't brainwashed might actually want to cut the taxes. The few people out here that aren't brainwashed might not want to destroy this country with lies like the Democrats do every day. Fake Beto! Fake Beto! Robert Francis O'Rourke! Fake Beto! Lies about his name to steal minority valor! Yeah.
Said what?
Huh?
Said what?
I said that. Do you know what Beto's real name is?
InfoWars, get out of here.
Wow, you're so kind, sir.
InfoWars, get out of here. You're a troublemaker.
You sound like the troublemaker.
Get the f*** out of here, troublemaker.
You curse like that around your wife?
Get out of here, troublemaker.
You curse like that around your daughter?
Yeah.
You have a foul mouth.
Get out of here.
You have a foul mouth, sir.
Get out of here.
I'm from...
What's up, brother?
So, and Beto was...
Beto, it's not... He's not Hispanic.
No, but he was named Beto in El Paso. And little kid, it's short for Roberto... Or Robert. Oh. And that's just some stupid ass thing that Cruz is trying to.
Alex Jones. I know Alex Jones. Alex Jones, get out of here. Go away.
Ooh.
Go away.
To make out with me?
Go away.
This guy's trying to make out with me.
Go away.
This guy's trying to kiss
go
me.
Go away.
Wow. Wow. Hey, that's annoying. Hey, this is your average Beto supporter right here, a jerk.
Your
weirdo. My mother. No, you know what? No, I'm going to stay now. You can go ahead and get the cops if you want.
You're just trying things up.
That's fine. I'm trying to let people know that the Democrats want to cut your taxes, or the Democrats want to raise your taxes. Think about that.
Liar.
The Democrats want to raise your taxes.
You're a liar.
He hasn't even said anything.
You're a liar.
Get this guy out of my face.
I know. I'm trying.
All right. Hey, everything's fine, dude. I have a right to free speech. I'm smiling. I'm being polite. I have the right to free speech, sir. I have the right to free speech. You don't know anything except how to curse. You really know how to curse.
Tell Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude. That's why Trump got elected, right?
It's worked out real well, actually.
That's why. Oh, okay, so you're for false lawsuits, too.
InfoWars troll.
Yeah, exactly. Don't feed the troll. Just vote Republican to lower the taxes. That's all we want. Thank you, sir. You're very kind. You're a good representation of the good liberal in this country. You put a good face on Beto voters. Good for you.
Go get a job.
Go get a job as I'm literally out here working. Good one. Good one. Real good. Vote Republican. Lower the taxes. Vote Republican. Keep the cheating, lying, and stealing Democrats out of Congress.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them, around the world, around the clock. Our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs.
needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Just like